You're watching Breakfast from BBC News. It's expected the Home Secretary, Theresa May, will announce the start of a clampdown on people smugglers and more security for the Channel Tunnel. Now, Lee Dins is from the charity Doctors of the World, and he's been working on the ground in the Calais migrant camps. You were there last week, that's right, isn't it? Tell us a bit about what it's like there.
It's dirty, it's overcrowded, it's insanitary, and this, of course, is causing all sorts of health problems, as well as the physical injuries because of the violence that's meted out to migrants, but also the psychological trauma. But I do hope the Home Secretary will take the opportunity to be very, very clear publicly today that it is the providers, not the purchasers of smugglers' services, who are the criminals that need to be tracked down. Claiming asylum is no crime, but it is also, to an extent, a massive distraction from the real story of Calais, which is that it's a humanitarian crisis of the first order, which we can and should solve together. We, the UK, are spending many millions of British taxpayers' money on building higher fences, of sending sniffer dogs. I'm asking the Home Secretary today to spend a modest amount of that money on immediately necessary humanitarian care. And there are already existing mechanisms to reunite families who are separated. So if they have family members in the UK, let's reunite them, let's bring them here. We're not talking about a lot of people, particularly on a day when we know that Germany will take 800,000 migrants. 800,000. There are 3,000 people living in Calais.